Now, disabled drivers are calling for a text alert system as they fear violent attack when they confront motorists who park illegally in disabled parking spaces. 88% of them surveyed reported a fear of violence when approaching parking flouters. With me in the line to talk about this is Richard Ryder of the Disabled Drivers Association of Ireland. Richard, good morning to you and thanks for talking to us on the programme. Were you surprised at the strength of the fear, I suppose, if I can put it that way, of your members?
Well, I suppose the results are shocking, but we're not surprised, no. We hear this all the time, our members getting in contact with us, and it exercises them to no end, and it's been going on for years, you know, and the excuses they'll get when they approach somebody is like, I'll only be a minute, it's none of your business, I move if someone else comes along, I'm making rude gestures, you know, I pay my taxes, I park where I like, told to F off, you know, the list goes on, and it's just not good enough, and people need to wake up and realise when they do this, you know, they're affecting somebody's day. Like members have told us that they've gone into town, drove around for 20 minutes and just gone home because they get fed up. And look, it's fine if the spaces are taken up by people who are entitled to them and they're using their permits, that's fine, but it's the ones that are parking illegally which cause the problems, you know.
One of the instances, Richard, is serial abuse. One respondent to your survey said they lived in sheltered accommodation, yet someone kept taking the disabled parking spot. I'm afraid sometimes I need that space, and she is so aggressive it feels pointless to try and challenge her.
Well, that's it. Yeah, it is pointless sometimes. And you know, they do approach the people, say to them, please, can you move? Please, I need the space. And people just, you know, they just keep doing it willy-nilly because there's a lack of enforcement, I suppose. And I suppose a text alert scheme like what we're trying to introduce would make it easier, make it safer and easier, and it would be a significant deterrent. I could explain to your listeners how it would work if you want me to. It's very simple. Let's say take Khmer, for example, in Kerry. Say there's 10 bays, I don't know how many bays, but I'm just saying there's 10 bays, say, in the town, and each bay would be numbered 1 to 10. So say if somebody comes along and they see that somebody's parked without a badge, an EU parking permit, jump out of the car, run into the shop or wherever they're going, they can look up on the sign where the wheelchair accessible sign will be. There'll be a number and you'll text bay number 6. So say the bay is 6 outside the bank, for example, text 6 to 087 and then whatever the number will be, and that goes directly then to the local traffic warden, who can make his way or he or she over, and if in fact it is the case that it's illegal, give them a fine. And that's how it works. It's as simple as that. There's no big high tech or anything like that. You know, and sometimes the simple things are the easy things.
And that will really help enforcement, and that will help people get the message, do you think? The ones who are doing this illegally.
Yeah, it would help enforcement. It would be a deterrent as well, I think. If people pulled up in their car and they looked and the word got out, or they looked up and went, oh, there's a number there people can easily text, you know. And it's all about enforcement, I think. And we think, and from our survey, that's what's coming up all the time, is there needs to be more enforcement. You know, the guards and whatever have a lot of work to be doing, a lot of things to be doing, but, they do need to check these spaces more often. And if people knew that they were going to get a fine of €150, which by the way increases to 225 if not paid within the 28 days, you know, be a bit of a deterrent. And in our view, that should be €300 fine, not 150, you know. Might think stop people doing it.
Yeah. Will you ever stop some people though, Richard? Is there among some people, and this goes for people who just illegally park anywhere, let's say, throw it up in the WL lines, they'd put something to block somebody else off. There's some people who just feel their time is more important, that they are more important, that the rules don't apply to them.
They feel they do, and some people don't care about anything and they'll just do it. And for those people, sure, what, you know, like, you know, as you say, there's always one, and there's very little we can do about them except try and educate them, you know, and try and just tell them how much they're affecting somebody else's day, somebody with a disability, because these spaces, well, you know, for you and I, we can hop and go wherever we like. For people with a special need, disability, accessible parking bays, they're a necessity, and they're not a luxury. That's really what people need to think. A necessity, not a luxury, you know. Yeah. To be able to get the wheelchair out of the car, you need to be able to open the door wider. So if somebody's parked right up beside you, if it's just a regular space, you can't open the door, you can't get your chair out, and you're stuck. You know, so it really is. People need just to wake up and really stop with the excuses. That's what we're kind of saying. Yeah, stop with the excuses.
The list of excuses is remarkable. As you said, I'm only going to be here for a minute. What's your problem? Another listener says that I was driving my granny. The granny, no sign of the granny in the car. Yeah. Another listener said I want the wider spot because I don't want my precious paintwork damaged.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Over 2,700 people responded to this. That's a massive response for a survey like this, you know. No other space is available. Didn't realize it was a disabled spot. I have the kids with me, so I must park here. Delivering a pizza. I left the permit at home. Permit's in the glove compartment. Here's one. I thought that disabled people didn't go out at night. I mean, there's one for you now.
My God almighty. You should be at home in bed.
I know. Shocking. Shocking. Yeah. Shocking. What are you doing out here? You know, it's shocking. If it wasn't so, it'd be funny if it wasn't so true, like, you know.
Yeah, if it wasn't so serious.
So it's just shocking.
So listen.
Maybe I heard you mention, sorry to interrupt you, Deputy Healy Ray there. Maybe he could help us try and get this introduced in Kerry. Maybe he could make contact, or we could make contact with him and try and get this, because that's what it's all about. It's the county councils that need to do this. It's in Lucan in Dublin, it's in Rathfarnham, and it's in Gorey. So it is working, and it's up, and you know, it is happening. So what we need to do is make other county councils aware, and we can help them get it installed or whatever. But it's very simple.
It's like the See Something, Say Something kind of safety alert system that's in place in many places.
Yeah.
It's just a simple text, get things going, help the enforcement, and help clamp down on those who abuse the rules.
That's it. Yeah. You see it in housing estates. You see kind of local, you know, like a local, and you see the Garda sign, text alert, if you see something. So it's a similar, you know, system to that. I think we should do get this running up in Kerry.
Okay, yeah, Richard, a listener gets in touch. I don't know if you have a specific answer to this, but big match at the weekend, huge crowds, Cork, Kerry and Fitzgerald Stadium. A listener says, why have they changed the whole situation in Fitzgerald Stadium in relation to wheelchair users? Used to be there was an area at the back of the stand where the wheelchair users could go and the person accompanying them would be provided with a seat. On Saturday, all those seats were removed and the person accompanying the wheelchair user had to sit on the last row in the stand. This caused upset and no aid. And we will check with that. But it's an older stadium, I know, and they are looking for state, and there are capacity concerns that are there as well. Is that an ongoing thing with both new and old stadiums, Richard, that an area for wheelchair and mobility people needs to be provided?
I don't hear that very often, to be honest with you. I know it happened up in Croke Park and there was an uproar over it and it was fairly quickly sorted. But they, you know, that stadium is massive or whatever. But to be honest, I don't. And that's something you'd have to take up with your local GAA with the pitch. But
ideally, you'd want people to be with the people that's accompanying them on the day. Would be the idea.
Of course, a lot of people would need somebody, need help, either a family member, or it could be their PA, a personal assistant, you know. Very important, very important.
Yeah.
And people feel isolated then if they're just sitting on their own there, you know.
Sure. One listener gets in touch, and an OAP has a disability pass. She can't text. Would there also be a phone number people like her could use? They're wondering with the system.
Oh, that's something I need to check, to be honest with you. I'll have to check that out. Maybe we can come back to that lady. Yeah, good question.
Well,
very
good idea.
Question.
Good question there. Okay. And this person, she says, or do we just have to take the abuse and drive away? So obviously that person's on the end of abuse from somebody somewhere in Kerry who took a spot and told them where to go.
So like it is happening. It's happening every day, all the time. So as I said, just if people could remember that, as I said to you there a minute ago, it's a necessity. It's not a luxury for people, you know. And that's what people try to remember when they do come up and they say, oh, I just parked there for a minute, because I know the temptation, you know. And they say, oh, sure, there's no one in the spot, I'll go in, I'll only be a minute. But it's that minute when somebody comes along, it really is. It's like that. It's like the old saying, it is that minute that you park there, somebody will come along and need the spot and have to drive around until you leave. And it's never a minute either. You know, it's the old Irish thing, it'll only be a minute, sure. What's a minute?
Yeah. What a minute turns into 15, turns into 20, turns into an hour.
You meet someone in the bank. You meet someone in the bank, or there's a queue in the bank, or whatever. It's never a minute, you know. And that's the problem. That's the problem, you know.
Okay, Richard, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks so much
about that.
Thank you for having me on.